Picture a bare stage in 1934, a single light bulb, Walt Disney acting out every character from Snow White for over an hour, changing voices, using shadows, bringing the tale alive with such raw emotion that grown men wept. When he finished, he simply said, "That's going to be our first feature." His team thought he was crazy. A feature-length animated film during the Great Depression? Impossible. But that one storytelling session transformed skeptics into believers who created a masterpiece that shattered box office records. This moment reveals something profound. Stories don't just inform us, they rewire us. They slip past our defenses and take up residence in our hearts, turning doubt into conviction and strangers into allies. We're surrounded by stories constantly, news feeds, Netflix binges, water cooler conversations, yet we rarely stop to ask what makes a story actually work. Why do some narratives move us to tears while others leave us cold? The answer lies in understanding that not every account qualifies as a story. Listing events, I went to the beach, came home, ate a hamburger, is just reporting. A true story requires four essential elements: character, setting, struggle, and pursuit. Without someone to root for, you have an event description. Without struggle, your character simply exists in bliss. Without pursuit, nothing happens. These four elements form the foundation, but two more components transform ordinary tales into unforgettable ones: the pivot, surprise that feels inevitable in hindsight, and the payoff, the deeper meaning that makes it all matter. This is why corporate case studies often fail. Customer had problems, tried our product, now they're happy, is too predictable and lacks resonance. Teaching eighth grade logic revealed something counterintuitive. The less I lectured, the more students learned. Stories landed more powerfully than explanations because information alone doesn't transform us. We're moved by personal connection and experiencing truth rather than merely hearing about it. When the 2004 tsunami killed hundreds of thousands, many checked death tolls without tears. Yet we might cry when our dog dies. Research by Yuri Hassan at Princeton reveals that storytelling literally synchronizes brainwaves between teller and listener, allowing us to vicariously experience struggles and internalize lessons without direct instruction. The key is specificity. A story about someone stealing office pens and justifying it resonates more powerfully than abstract talk about honesty. When listeners identify with characters, they apply moral lessons without resistance. Rather than stating what to believe, share what you've learned. Make the story the point, not decoration. Like artists who capture landscapes rather than explain them, the best communicators draw audiences toward truth through discovery. Many business storytellers actually share anecdotes, not stories. The difference isn't length. Hemingway wrote a complete story in 6 words: for sale, baby shoes, never worn. The crucial distinction is impact. Anecdotes offer glimpses of who you are. Stories create profound resonance that transforms how others see you. An anecdote about excellent customer service illustrates a value. A story about how that service transformed someone's life creates lasting emotional impact that resonates long after the presentation ends. Stories stand alone without explanation. Anecdotes require context. An effective strategy: open with an anecdote about remote work struggles, explain solutions developed, then close with a story about how these changes transformed organizational culture. Stories establish your brand more powerfully by creating deeper emotional connections. Just because I know why it works doesn't mean it isn't magic. Oxytocin, the trust molecule, influences everything from falling in love to workplace dynamics. Discovered in 1909, it proved crucial for bonding. Mammals universally care for offspring and are the only animals producing oxytocin. Prairie vole studies revealed oxytocin helps animals accept close proximity, creating strong bonds within groups while generating suspicion of outsiders, explaining workplace cliques and sports rivalries. Economist Paul Zak discovered certain movies and commercials triggered oxytocin production, making viewers feel part of the narrative. For genuine connection, three elements must be present. The speaker needs authentic relationship to the subject, the story must contain jeopardy to create tension, and it should be simple enough to be easily repeated. This biochemical response demonstrates how our brains are wired for narrative. After a speaking event, I discovered another storyteller had been telling my rock climbing accident story as her own, the first cardinal mistake. Stealing others' personal stories is fundamentally dishonest. Your own life contains enough material. Failing to prepare properly is equally damaging. Practice aloud to eliminate verbal tics while staying alert to the room's energy. When sharing personal stories, position yourself as the mistake maker, not the hero. As my editor advised, no one wants to hear how great you are. My most embarrassing moments provided my richest material. Equally avoid casting yourself as victim. Your audience isn't there for therapy. Respecting time limits shows consideration. Going long isn't giving the audience their money's worth. It's selfish. People rarely complain about talks being shorter than expected. Finally, avoid predictability. My college professor taught the tired formula. Tell people what you're going to say, say it, then tell them what you said. This makes audiences tune out. Trust your audience's curiosity instead. The best presentations end in ways that are satisfying but not predictable. Walk the line between vain self-indulgence and uncomfortable confessions. Portray yourself truthfully, neither hero nor victim. Practice doesn't make perfect, it makes permanent. Master your story so thoroughly you can adapt it naturally for each audience rather than reciting memorized lines. Great storytellers balance four elements: story, content, truth, emotion, listeners, readiness, familiarity, response, context, setting, venue, expectations, and storyteller, goals, gifts, personality. A powerful boardroom story might fall flat in a conference hall. When you've practiced enough, stop focusing on technique and simply play. Believe so deeply in your story that your body responds naturally. As mime Tony Montanaro explained, "My belief ignites my audience's belief." The best stories communicate what cannot be easily explained. If you need to interpret your story, you have an anecdote, not a story. Let your delivery style grow from your personality. Introverts might excel at intimate connections through subtle gestures, while extroverts naturally incorporate broader movements. Like Nashville musicians who play brilliantly without reading music, effective storytelling isn't about rigidly following rules. It's about creating an immersive experience where all your communication skills work together seamlessly. In a world drowning in information but starving for meaning, the most powerful stories aren't found in exotic adventures. They're hiding in everyday fragments. Your grandmother's cookies, your father's whistling, your daughter's tiny hand. These aren't trivial details. They're the threads that weave meaning into existence. As John Shea wrote, "We turn our pain into narrative so we can bear it. We turn our ecstasy into narrative so we can prolong it." Your most powerful stories emerge from small moments that caused an internal shift. Look for incongruities. What makes a memory exceptional? Focus on instances where you faced problems and struggled toward understanding. Position yourself behind the spotlight, emphasizing vulnerabilities and mistakes rather than triumphs. Here's the secret Walt Disney understood. Stories aren't about technique, they're about belief. When you're fully present, rather than worrying about outcomes, your voice becomes an instrument connecting you to the narrative. The stories that change the world aren't the ones perfectly executed, they're the ones genuinely lived, deeply felt, and courageously shared.